Welcome to Axiom 777. Hey guys, welcome to Axiom 777. I'm your host, Kim Ham, and today I'll be reading out my first abnegation article. Yes, you heard correctly. You will have my article on audio. I'll be reciting my articles for those of you who don't have time to read them or don't like to read at all. I'll try to get these out as soon as possible according to my schedule, so please be patient with me. Now, enough of the chit-chat, let's get into article 1. Article 1. Hello, AGS. It has come to my attention that there have been many changes since my sudden departure. Many for the betterment of the simulation, and many that have become mightily detrimental to the functionality of it. The latest changes that we have faced is the creation and establishment of the Bull Moose Party. A historical action, an action that could very well change the course of the simulation if solidified. This article and ensuing subsequent articles are to be modeled after the Federalist Papers, a duty that our founding fathers took up when a monumental decision such as the Constitution was being discussed and deliberated. I will do my best to list out my views and opinions on this merger and attempt to present the fairest comparison and conclusions that I possibly can. In this article, I will be discussing some history and a little of an overview, which will set the stage for my future articles. Third parties faced a crisis of epic proportions. Attempting to establish themselves amongst a party that had held a solid grasp of control as far as anyone could remember. The strongest party, at least in my time, was the Party of the Libertarians, who valiantly held their own in order to make themselves a powerhouse. Before I continue, I wish to make myself clear. I do not believe the Republicans to be the enemy, nor will I villainize them in this or any other article. I am merely stating the fact that they are a very powerful party. Now, continuing my previous discussion, the smaller parties had much to face. What could be done to establish themselves? Many resolved to villainize the GOP and turn them into the enemy. Others joined them, and many did not care. Very few actually girded their loins and put their hands to the plow in order to claim their piece of power. However, these valiant few could not set themselves or their parties up themselves, and eventually their efforts would end up being in vain in the long run. Therefore, the parties of AGS came to a crossroad. A very unfruitful election that occurred seemed to slap people awake to the supposed truth that had been whispered for months, a two-party system. A way to ultimately give every party a chance, a way to reestablish competition and possible control. A cleverly devised party merger that supposedly gave the parties of AGS the one thing that they had been fighting for since the beginning, a seat at the table, a chance to become the leaders they always wanted to be. And with the example of in real life example, what had they to lose? Therefore, we stand here after a grueling time of deliberation and consideration, and we now have ourselves what we always desired, a two-party system. This should solve everything, correct? However, in this honeycomb that we have eaten is also a sliver of poison. We must not believe everything that we see, for even salt can seem like sugar if we are not careful. This merger has done nothing but weaken us, not strengthen us. Let me explain. This merger has given us smaller parties a false sense of strength by implementing a two-party system and providing us with the illusion of equality. But the problem we face is that we have not only lost our independence, but we are now squabbling over the pieces of the pie. Now let me validate my first claim. A person may try to refute my statement on independence by quoting Article 7 of the BNP Constitution. It will be the duty of the individual caucuses to decide how to govern themselves in regards to appointing their nominees for elections and for how they will vote as a caucus as well as any other affairs relating to that caucus. The problem, however, is that each group is given authority to govern themselves as a party, but not in a national sense. There is no control when it comes to the board, as each caucus is allotted certain districts. Also, we suffer from a lack of competition. Differing views are key in an election. However, this merger has brought people of different beliefs to march under the same banner, even if people are in different caucuses. The parties must still function together and march under the same banner. This inevitably will not work, for there is a difference when there are people who may have a few different views. And when you put people together under the same roof who completely disagree with each other on nearly every principle, then you don't have unity, you have chaos. We cannot exchange our individual strength for the whole. That is like asking the states to give up their individuality for the sake of the country. The BNP is not a party of independence, rather it is a party of illusion and destruction. A party that would have each party shackled individually for the possibility of a bleak hope of political victory. This will force all of the parties to be thrown together, whilst the GOP, with all the independence that comes with it, stays who they are. If any party wishes to become what they all desire, they must stand up against the current and fight to get to the top, as did the Republicans and the Libertarians. It is only with this resolve that we will accomplish the goals that we had set out to accomplish. I understand that I have not indulged in as much detail. However, that is the point. This first article is only an overview. The real discussion is yet to come. I pray that you all may hear my argument, and I welcome any refutation. Thank you all, and God bless. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Article 1. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for Article 2, which I'll be pushing out in this coming week. And also don't forget to tune in tomorrow for my dissection on Minato and McIntyre's joint statement on the Constitution Party and the Bull Moose Party. Great things coming up, exciting episodes in the near future. So don't forget to come and seize your spot on the station of Axiom 777. Thank you all and have a blessed night.